Starting today, people in Atlantic Canada will be able to travel around the region in the Atlantic bubble, as we've talked about much throughout the morning. Canadians now can start will soon be able to fly to many European countries as well. Earlier this week, Air Canada announced it would be pulling out of many routes across the country. Many of us are sitting on vouchers for travel with different airlines. To talk about these developments, I'm joined by Gary Howard, Senior Vice President and Marketing and Communications with CAA Atlantic. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. And yourself, sir?
Good. Thank you.
So first off, with the Atlantic bubble opening up, are you seeing much demand for air travel within the Atlantic region?
Yeah, there will be some, but as you mentioned, quite a few routes have been delayed or put off for now. So it depends on where you want to get to. From St. John's, certainly you can still get to Halifax. And the good thing about the Atlantic bubble is you can move around all four provinces without having to self-isolate once you get there. So time to rediscover your own backyard and discover new places within the four Atlantic provinces. And there's a lot of demand for hotels, resorts, golfing, restaurants, etc. So we expect that to increase.
And what are you hearing from many of your clients? Is there an interest in resuming air travel? Our VOCM question of the day yesterday was basically right around that. Are you considering air travel? And 69% of people said no on that question. So just wondering what you're hearing from your clients.
Pretty much the same thing. You know, air travel right now for most airlines around the world is way, way down. And that's both on leisure and business, partially because, you know, where can you go? You know, if you're in Toronto and you want to come to Halifax for a business flight, then you'd have to self-isolate. So, you know, there's restrictions around air travel, and the demand for the time being is simply not there. We do expect it to come back, but for now, this is our new normal for now. So it's road trips.
Is that need to self-isolate on return a big deterrent for people?
Yeah, I think so. You know, if I were to say to go from, I'm here in St. John, New Brunswick, to go to Toronto for a couple of days, that would actually turn into 16 days. So, you know, it has implications for sure. And everyone wants to do the right thing and the safe thing. So, you know, there's time constraints around all of this. So, yeah, it does put a damper on things. And there's the safety questions, you know. How safe is it to fly on airlines right now? The airlines are taking extra precautions to make sure that the flights are, the aircraft are clean and safe and good to fly through. But there's still a perception that I'm not sure if I'm ready for this yet.
Yeah, and Canadians will be able to travel to parts of Europe. How long do you think it will be before people do become comfortable to do that?
You know, I don't think it's that far off. You know, again, the airlines and airports are taking extra precautions. Certainly hotels and resorts around the world are taking a lot of extra precautions. So people like to travel, and, you know, you get pent-up demand, and I think people will start to venture out come this fall. And, you know, the fall is a good time to travel in Europe. So, and I think we'll see some pretty good deals out there as well. So, you know, we try to encourage people to keep the dream of traveling alive, to anticipate it, but to travel when it's safe to do so.
I just wanted to go back to Air Canada's decision to suspend routes in Atlantic Canada. Seven of those are here in Newfoundland and Labrador. How will that affect our ability to get around?
Well, you know, it will require that that you'll have to drive to the closest airport. The same thing here in New Brunswick and so on. So it will require extra travel, but there just isn't any demand in those on those routes. And, you know, from a business point of view, it's not reasonable to expect an airline, any airline, whether it's WestJet or Air Canada or anyone, to fly aircraft that are unprofitable. And that's simply the case. You know, you need so many passengers to make a route profitable, and they just haven't seen that. So that's why the temporary closures. I do expect they'll come back online.
Gary Howard of CAA Atlantic, do you have any advice to people sitting on travel credits because flights and packages have been canceled due to the pandemic?
Well, you know, just think about where you want to go, what you want to do, and rest assured that it is safe to travel. But only do so when you feel comfortable and when you feel safe. Where you're going to is a safe place to be.
Gary Howard, Senior Vice President, Marketing and Communications with CAA Atlantic. Thank you very much for this.
You bet. Have a great day.